Well, it's a very unusual evening. I had quite a late night last night in the sense of I just had things to do yesterday. I thought I've got to do some news stories of the week about £4 million drop because that's tonight.
Yeah.
So, at one point last night, somebody rings me and goes, "Oh yeah, what are you doing?" And I went, "What am I doing? Do you want to know what I'm doing? I'm sitting in my kitchen at the table. I am reading loads of news stories for the week. I am trying to make notes so that the information goes in. On the television, I have last week's £1 million drop playing. So I keep looking up because I have to teach myself how to read the question and the answers and think about it through rather than jumping ahead and trying to work it out. I have to now read it, get it in my head. So I understand the question. Now here are the answers. Now can I work out, even though I don't know the answer, can I work out what, at least with elimination, what it wouldn't be? I need to pay attention. And I was literally up to my eyes in notes, scribbles, papers.
Wow. So you've probably done more work for this than for any exam you've ever done.
I know nothing.
Whatever you do, don't put all your money on one thing on the first question, because this is the longest preparation ever.
Yeah. Well,
spread
the thing,
it.
The thing is, though...
What? Spread the
money. Well, you spread
money.
It.
No, spread the money.
Right, obviously,
spread
that's
the
what
money.
You're saying.
Mm.
I... There's too many things to learn. Because everyone's going, oh, you just read what's happened in the week.
But you're not to learn anything.
There's only 8 questions.
Yeah.
You can't read I must have thought, made notes of at least 9 news stories. And I'm like, well, this is pointless because it'll be one. And you know what? It'll be something that's probably not even happened yet.
Yeah.
Something will happen at midday. James Corden will slip in the snow and, you know, damage his coccyx. I hope he doesn't, by the way.
No.
Morning, James. And so it'll be, oh. So I learned all that. For nothing.
You can't learn general knowledge, but I think you've just got to be across the papers from the week.
I think something's going to come up and I'm going to go, I can tell you everything about this subject.
I wouldn't.
Apart from that answer.
I wouldn't, as I say, I wouldn't swat up too much. I think you've just got to be...
That's why I packed it
just gotta be
after my tea.
You've just got to be across the news of the week, you know, such as things like the lottery winners.
Listen,
and Harry Redknapp
here's
and
what
blah, blah, blah.
Here's what I know, right? Jamie Redknapp, he went to jail this week. For winning the lottery.
Right.
And while he was there, he launched the Queen's Silver Jubilee concert, which will happen at Trafalgar Square.
Yeah.
And that's that.
I think you're confusing.
I think you'll
things.
Be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And the other stuff, general well knowledge... You
just know
life knowledge.
Don't.
Nothing we can do about
that. You can't do anything about that. You can't suddenly... No. You can't suddenly... try and replicate 25 years of living on the planet, can you?
No.
And a lot of the questions are, which came first? And, you know, it's a date order question. And you can't revise for that.
No.
You've
you
just
can't
have an educated guess, haven't you?
By the way, here's one I've just thought of.
Which, oh,
which, no, but this might be worth... What would be a good question tonight is if they did an England manager one in date order. Have they done that yet? Because it's all England manager stories. So if they did past England managers in date order... Why don't you swat up on that?
Listen, I'm already there, my love. Give me a year to start. Want to start in 1954? Not a problem.
Really?
No.
Oh, that was good.
I can work backwards.
Yeah.
Ready? Fabio Capello.
Yeah.
And that's it. Now, the thing is, and don't say any more.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to give away the fact, just in case one of the questions is, who... resigned as England manager this week. I don't want them to know that I know it's Fabian Delph. So I don't Capella.
Yeah.
I don't want them to know that. So because imagine that was a question. I go, oh, he knows that one. Okay, we get that.
I think Dave's right. It's that kind of. It is a.
It's
date
taking. It's taking.
Stuff.
It's taking a subject and then spinning it slightly.
Yeah,
so England
angle.
Managers and then.
Yeah.
Well, we have prepared a little run through for you later on in the show.
Yes, which I shall be hosting.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But they're proper questions.
I've got a proper dress and everything.
Black sequins.
Without saying?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Any more anthems than that?
Yeah, but hang on. But it won't necessarily be from recent backwards. It might be for...
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I can't wait for your £1 million drop tonight. I feel sick for you. All the best, Chris and Kim and Sam in Chester. Thank you, Chris and Kim and Sam. Good luck tonight. I'll be watching and cheering you on, says Jessica in Bradford. What I might do is try and bring my phone in so if everyone can tweet the
answer. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
You have an army of friends on your side tonight.
Could you imagine if I go, oh, let me just have a think and pull my phone out.
Just putting my phone on flight mode.
Davina, what's the Wi-Fi code for the studio?
I would imagine that they have security that will take your phone off
you. Yeah, I think
this is what you need, right?
Well, you know, I'm not allowed to have, apparently, I've not double checked this, but apparently I'm not allowed to have any friends in the studio.
Yeah, you're saying this.
Aren't you?
Yeah. Just in case Dominic goes, achoo, sorry about that beat.
As if you listen to the show or something.
Yeah. Oh, I suppose
what
so,
you
yeah.
need is your phone to read out. Do you know how it reads to you? You can say, read my text.
Yeah.
Read my tweets. And just have a constant stream of people going, it's B. It's second one. It's B.
Even if you just had it read your text, actually, if you had someone on the
reading your tweets.
If you had someone on the inside managing it and then feeding you the information.
Stick it
now
yourself.
Then, you great big fat pig. Why don't you put all the money on cider, you big fat pig? I'm going to put all the money on cider. Yep. Next, tweet message. Hey, Chris, XXX. Yep, because that's what it does. Yeah, when you reads out, when you don't even put kisses. You know the answer is lager, don't you? A-A-X-X. Oh, no, move it on to lager, Andy. Why, are you sure? You had to move it on to lager. Hey, chubby, only joking. Everyone knows it's Guinness. Put all the money on Guinness, XXX, exclamation mark.
Next tweet, N-O-O-O-O-O. And then it goes, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
P.S. Tell Davina she is well fit and would seriously get to... I'm going to take this out of my ear. It's distracting me.
My earpiece.
So anyway, that's tonight, but we'll talk about that for the whole show you watch. And by the way, I've never been more nervous to do any kind of television. Do you know what? I've got to be honest. The fact... It's not the fact that it's on telly. It's the fact that so many people are going to watch it as well. And I don't feel bad about looking dumb because I know how dumb I am. People will be surprised, even though I've said it for years, I'm not very bright. But... I've got to go in there and do the best we can.
I think you'll have fun
what
though.
You can do.
I don't know. I think I'm. You know.
I think you'll be allowed.
Poor old Dermot last week was petrified.
I know, but I think because when you go on there, you're just honest, aren't you? And people can see that you're nervous. And
I'm gonna be 100% honest. I am gonna be if a question comes up. And I don't even understand the question. I'm gonna be like, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm doing.
But that's fair enough.
And I reckon it will be funny. You know, me and Andy practiced on Monday at my house.
Yeah.
Which then itself is funny.
Well, Lynn, who works with me, she was Davina. She even put on a sparkly jacket. Did I tell you that?
Yes.
A little jacket.
I love
so
that.
So she was doing the questions at the board game. And me and Andy were playing the game, right? With little plastic bundles of fake money, right? The size of your thumb there. You've never seen us. At one point, we all laughed so hard because... We took it so seriously. And I seem to have this... you'll see tonight, maybe. I seem to have this panic move, which is kind of excitable panic move, which is... Should we put the money up? 3, 2, 1... Ah! And I just jump... I just kind of step back and make a shrieky noise as if to go...
I've seen other people do that though. I don't know why. It's almost as if the desk is hot.
Yeah.
Where they put because they do, and the time's running out, and it's like quick, at 5, 4, 3. Yeah. I was nearly went 5, 6, 7. That doesn't work like that. Counts down, and then they do. They jump backwards.
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, I think I'm staying in tonight.
Can
I'm
I be honest
watching.
And say I've never seen the show?
Never.
You'll love it.
So tonight is going to be my first
addictive
time.
Viewing.
It's really good telly.
I can't remember if last week it ended. With the couple...
It didn't end with Fern and...
Winning or losing... No, because that was Friday. It was on Saturday as well.
Oh, of course it was. Yeah.
So what happened? Because it's a hangover. If they run out of time. I can't remember how it ended last week. So when it starts tonight, there might be the couple from last week on.
Well, that's what's bugged me all week.
Or it's us.
How do you, as a producer, plan to have a live game last the show? Because you could be out when the couple
because
rounds.
you have X amount of contestants.
So what if Saturday's... fill the show? Is there a chance you're not on?
No, it's an hour and a half long.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Big show.
Okay, fine.
We're setting off to London soon as as soon as we have tickets for a £1 million drop, we cut. Oh, we're setting off for London as soon as we have tickets for a £1 million drop.
Yeah, they have tickets.
Says Pete and Claire from Worcester. Hiya, Pete. And by the way, I hope that cough that you've got clears up about 11:30 tonight. Eh? Your cough, eh? Not coffee.
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 Someone shouts out, coffee! No, you missed the point. Dan in Derby says, good luck tonight. I won't be able to watch because I'm going on a date. All the best. Well, if the date doesn't work out, Channel 4 plus 1.
Well, sounds like the perfect date.
Good luck with the date.
Yeah, sit down and watch.
Now, the amount of people... You know how sometimes people go, oh, God, stop going on about something. Someone's just texting going, who is the Fern to your Dermot? Who are you doing £1 million drop with? Mm. I'm like, how do you not know this? So it's Andy Peters.
Yeah.
From the television in the 90s. I'm doing him a bit of a service.
Mm.
So, yeah, he is... I don't know if he's my Dermot or my Fern, I suppose, but... So me and Andy are doing it, and it's on tonight. When we were tweeting, me and Andy last week, we were tweeting each other on Twitter, right, to however millions of people. People were sending me messages going, oh, you two tweeting each other are so funny about £1 million drop. You guys should actually go and do the show. I'm like, are you, this is what we're on about, we're doing it next week. And I went, your voice is very high-pitched. I went, what, even on a tweet, you can tell? And they go, yeah. Mm. Okay, what about now? Yeah, you went down halfway through. Oh, God, this is amazing, this Twitter. So anyway, it's on tonight. Right, we need to do more.
7:34 now.
Right, I paid attention. I didn't pay attention to the weather. But ask me a question about the news or the sport that you just read.
Okay.
I'm on it like a car bonnet.
Yesterday was obviously a very dangerous day on the roads.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One county had 100
Cumbria.
Accidents. Is correct.
Thank you.
Barclays has announced annual
profits. £5.9 billion, up it's a 3% drop on profits from last year.
Correct. Which... This is good.
Yep.
Which country...
Greece.
Yep. And... okay. Tina, do you want to do some sport ones?
Yeah. Amir Khan's been granted
Lamont Peterson.
Okay, well done.
It's good, isn't it?
Harry Redknapp, favourite.
The FA's meeting to discuss...
The manager
job.
Yeah,
short list of replacements.
Yeah.
England take on who tomorrow in the Rugby Union? Six Nations?
That's one for Andy.
Right.
Yeah, Andy will get that.
Yeah, I wrote down, that's true.
I missed rugby. That bit and I only wrote down Stuart Lancaster, but I don't know who he is.
He's a caretaker coach, but it's Italy.
Caretaker coach?
Yeah, but it's Italy.
Why is he caretaker coach?
Because they haven't got a full-time replacement yet.
Mm. I'll do it.
All right.
Yeah? Good. How have I got on?
Good. Very good.
Yeah, million
really
pounds.
Good. Yeah, a million quid. So it's easy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. 25 to 8. The Chris Moyle
Show. Has somebody spoken to you about eating and stuff today?
Eaten?
Yeah, eating.
Is that in the news?
No, but right. Eating. Tonight,
you should do it.
Yeah, yeah. You should eat, but also you should eat the right foods, I'd imagine.
Eating's never been a problem for me, Alan. Right, okay. You know.
So like your brain
food.
Yeah, brain food. You should
fish.
Eat loads of brain food. Eat a load of fish, I'd imagine is good for you. Oily fish is good for brain food, isn't it? Isn't broccoli good for brain
food? Yes, it is.
This goes for a lot of people, a lot of exams today.
Yeah.
But in reality, though, Dominic, and obviously healthy eating is important,
sure.
But... would eating brain food now make a significant difference to if Chris had a burger and chips?
Yes, it would.
It wouldn't.
14%.
I tell you what would make a difference.
14%.
We always say this on exam days. Don't eat sugar in the afternoon. Because if you eat sugar, you'll have a high
That's
and you'll
true.
Have a crash just when you want to be focusing the most.
Bananas are good, aren't they?
Dom, do you know about this?
Because they're slow releasing.
Do you know about this?
What?
Like brain food?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Yeah. I did it at GCSE.
Can you read this out? Can you add that to the list of brain food? Everyone look away. Just add that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the good... I'll just run through the list of what I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just what I was taught.
I'm going to give you a few more.
Okay.
And then underneath that.
Okay.
So brain food, Dom, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brain food. Essentially, what you want to be eating, Chris, are things like oily fish. So salmon.
Oily fish, yeah.
Good.
Let
salmon.
Me make a note of that.
Is salmon an oily fish?
Salmon was quite oily.
There's
isn't
oil
it?
On it.
Is it?
As opposed to what?
Like halibut and stuff.
Yeah, no, but salmon's good.
Come on,
omega-3 and all
herring.
That business.
Whatever.
And mackerel.
All right, and mackerel then, all right. Well, mackerel. Just have
mackerel.
Yeah,
what else?
All right, other stuff would include things like broccoli, asparagus, you know, cheesecake's good.
Sorry, what was that?
Cheesecake.
Yeah, but let me make a note of that.
That's on the list.
Cheesecake is brain food.
Very, very good.
I mean, that would be dessert. If you were having a main course, that would be...
Yeah, brown rice, Korean chips.
Korean chips.
Korean chips is good as well.
So you hear that? That's your brain...
Brain food. They always say Korean chips... As long as you have curry chips with brown rice.
Lager.
And lager is good.
Lager as well.
Lager is really bad because you don't want to be tipsy or drunk when you're throwing a million pounds around.
I want to be drunk. Alan, I'm telling you now, I know I shouldn't say that, but I would like to be drunk on
this
£1 million
drop. This is going to charity.
Tonight.
There's a lot of people resting on this money. You don't want to be drunk.
And maybe I do want to be drunk.
Do you have a good luck charm? Anything you can
Andy Peters.
Yes, a big muscly black man.
Okay.
I carry him wherever I want. I don't carry him. He's huge. Sometimes I put him in a wheelbarrow. Yeah. But he might have the guns on show tonight. I don't know.
Oh, I bet he'll be wearing a tight
t-shirt. He's built like a wardrobe.
Yeah.
I felt them before. They are big.
They are big guns, aren't they?
I reckon what with me being from Leeds and him being so big, we could take them security guards anyway. So even if we lose all the money, we can jump down the chute, nick it, knock them out and do a runner.
Yeah. Bosh.
It's for charity. What are they going to do? Call the police? Well, yeah, probably. But, you know, mind you, I'm going to get stuck in that chute, aren't I?
What, you mean like in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory where that girl gets stuck in the chute and... The fella, the fat lad.
That's the girl that caused the diversion and down you go. Is it Veruca Salt? I'm not sure. I don't know.
Augustus Gloop.
I thought it was Augustus Gloop, or is it the girl? I don't know. It's one of those horrible kids.
Yeah.
They're all horrible, aren't they?
Yeah, I know. Really horrible.
Anyway, tonight, wish us luck. Thank you very much. And please join in. Please watch and help us out. And be nice. Thank you. Be nice to us. Be nice to us, please.
You'll be fine.
It'll be a laugh.
I know it will. All right. Let's get in the mood with some music.
Now, listen. Yes. Back to matters in hand, as it were.
Yes.
Because tonight you're doing Million Pound Drop with Mr. Andy Peters.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Well, I've forgotten about this.
Yes, this fact is public knowledge now to the nation and beyond.
I get to meet that woman, that opera singer.
Yeah.
The woman who goes,
So, what we have for you is a little bit of a dummy run.
Now?
Yeah, now.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Here she is. Right, okay.
Okay,
are you going to be Davina?
I'm going to be Davina. So, I've got a load of random questions for you to try and test your general knowledge.
Oh, God.
Play at home. Sorry. That's loud. If you want to play at home, you can do, because it'll be coming up on the website, the questions.
Oh, clever.
Really?
Yeah.
Clever.
God, Hoop Dog's really racking up the hours before he goes, isn't he?
He's going to really try and stone top this.
Oh, now listen, with that in mind, do I have to do them in the same order that they're on here?
Oh, well, you're not going to.
No. But I can do, if
Does
necessary.
Yeah, do them in the
same order. Do you want them in the same order? Okay, fine.
You can be Comedy Davina. Davina.
Ah!
Now, this will either be encouraging... or depressing. I doubt it will be anywhere in between. It will be one or the other. So, are you ready?
No, I'm not. I'm really nervous. And I know people... I know the people who listen to the show every day. I like to think that the people who listen regularly to the show get the show and get what it's all about. Mm-hmm. You know, and the fact that on the radio, I'm the most confident man on planet Earth, but in real life... I'm a gibbering mess, and I'm really nervous about tonight. So I've got to be honest, Dave, I don't think this is going to help.
Well, they might do. It might all give right. you a bit of a spark.
Okay,
so, are you ready for question number one?
Well, yeah, you just do the intro like Davina does.
Well, I can't remember what the intro is.
You've got £1 million.
You've got £1 million.
I've got 8 questions.
And you've got 8 questions.
No, you've got eight questions. Why would I have the questions?
Okay,
If I have the questions, I won't be bloody nervous.
I'm with you. Okay.
Let's play the £1 million drop.
You've got £1 million.
Yes.
I've got 8 questions.
Yes.
Let's play the £1 million drop. Live.
Comedy Davina.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
Just get on with it.
Okay, I'm trying to settle you.
For sake.
Here are your first options.
Answers.
Answers. The answers are...
Have you even watched... You watched this show...
I know, but I don't know the script.
So we're not doing categories?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. I haven't seen it either.
Like it makes any difference because you know it's going to be your categories are 18th century poets and Greek mythology. I'm going to be like, brilliant.
I can give you categories
just,
if you want.
Just give me them.
Your answers are India, Iran, Israel, and Italy. And the question is this. The small republic of San Marino is completely surrounded by which larger country?
Oh.
I'll run through those options again. India, Iran, Israel, Italy. San Marino is completely surrounded by which larger country?
Completely surrounded by what larger country?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to be Andy? Because I haven't seen this question.
Yes. Well, yeah, the IQ level's probably equal.
I haven't...
So it's surrounded by a country, so San Marino is in the middle of a country?
Correct.
Now, what's your thinking?
I'm thinking it's not Italy.
Oh.
Oh.
That's probably where I would have gone, actually.
Oh, brilliant.
Because it sounds kind of, to me, Italian.
But Italy's Italy. There's nothing in the middle of Italy, is there? I'm talking about a place I've never been to, by the way.
You've never been to Italy?
What are the other options? Nice. Iran, San Marino is not going to be...
It's not India. San Marino doesn't sound Indian-like.
No.
But it doesn't then... It sounds Italian.
To me, it does. But then I could be wrong. I don't want to lose your money. How are we spreading the money?
Yes, spread it.
What are you going to put it on?
Well, it's question number one. I'm going to put it all on Italy.
No.
Look, I stepped back.
Okay.
Why would you do that?
Not on question one, don't you need to...
You've put... You've put £1 million on Italy.
What have you done that for?
Because it doesn't sound Indian. Or Iranian or Israeli.
Shall we see which ones are going to drop?
Yes.
Yes.
India.
Oh.
Israel. It's between Iran and Italy.
Oh.
The next one to drop.
Do you know the answer, Dom?
I think I know the answer.
And you?
No.
Okay.
The next one to drop is... Iran!
Yeah! Yeah!
That's the only one I thought I could...
Now, was that question easy? Am I just...
I think so, yeah.
But...
Oh, God, I hope question one's easier than that.
But it's like you say, it's easy until you've got all the music playing and you've got all the money to... And then it's suddenly not so easy.
God's sake.
Okay. So, you've still got £1 million.
Right.
One question done. 7 to go.
Oh, really?
You're next. I'll give you a category here if you like.
Doesn't matter. Well, whatever.
Okay. Category is...
Yep.
Soap or Pope?
Or Pope?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I reckon that Dave's only got one question. He's only got a question for one of those categories. So, to screw him up, I'm going to go, Pope, please, Dave. Or should I change it at the last second?
Change it at the last second?
I think soap, please.
Good.
Here's your four popes.
I didn't entirely think that one through. So, your answers are Coronation Street, EastEnders, Emmerdale, Hollyoaks. And the question is this. Which TV soap features the Massoud and Branning families? Which TV soap features the Massoud and Branning families? Is it Coronation Street, EastEnders, Emmerdale or Hollyoaks?
I'm out. I don't watch any of them.
Coronation.
Start the clock.
I've only got 10 seconds. Well, let's go for 10 seconds. Curry.
Massoud and Branning.
EastEnders.
How much?
The full million.
Oh, full million on EastEnders.
Don't do this tonight.
What do you think it is? Do you know?
I think I know.
Do you know?
No
idea. What would you have said?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would have agreed with you, I think, if I had a choice.
I definitely would have shared the money.
Yeah, I would have spread it if I wasn't sure.
Let's see what's going to drop. First to drop. Emmerdale. Hollyoaks. It's between Corrie and EastEnders. And the last one to drop is Coronation Street.
Yeah! That was question two.
Yep.
Benson here.
You still have £1 million.
But this won't happen tonight.
There are only 6 questions left.
But this won't happen.
But this is good, though. It's good. You should feel positive.
I don't like this game.
This should be uplifting.
I've got my high-pitched voice again.
Okay. Do you want categories again?
Oh, we're not playing. Oh, okay, go on, fine.
Go on, one more before news.
All right.
You can either have.
It's got to be ridiculous, the other
scars.
One.
Scars?
Or cars.
Scars or cars? Well, I know a lot about scars, actually.
Yeah.
From my training in scar.
And horror makeup.
Scar. Yeah. But actually, do you know what? I'll go for cars.
Good, good choice.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Mm.
So.
Look, you never know. It might be. You've got a car.
That's true. What car's Alad got?
Yeah, that would be great.
That's good for you.
Actually, no.
Oh, but what car's Tom Daly got would be an easy one for you.
Right.
Anything to do with Tom Daly.
Your answers are as follows. Maintenance observation
oh,
test.
Oh, shut up.
Mechanical over.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. I won.
Out. Premature orchestra test. Right, hang on, from the top. Your options are maintenance observation test, mechanical overhaul treatment, Ministry of Transport, motoring operational task. And the question is, what do the letters MOT stand for in the name of the annual car test?
Do you think that's easy?
That's so hard.
I'll run through them again. MOT, does it stand for maintenance observation test? Is it mechanical overhaul treatment?
No.
Is it Ministry of Transport? Or is it motoring operational task?
Oh, they all sound made up out of Harry Potter.
MOT. You've got £1 million.
It's an MOT test, isn't it? It's referred to as an MOT test.
Correct.
So I don't think it's maintenance observation test.
No, don't you not send it in for an MOT?
Yes, you do. You're right.
We've had this.
Not an MOT test.
No, you send it in for the MOT.
And we've had this on the pub quiz.
How many people are playing?
We're trying to help you.
It's
another 10 seconds.
Well, because, you know, you get a minute.
Yeah.
I don't think it's...
Maintenance observation test, mechanical
maintenance observation
treatment.
I'm not sure. Go on.
The next option is mechanical overhaul treatment.
I don't think that's it.
No, not treatment.
No. Option C is Ministry of Transport.
Too obvious.
And option D is motoring operational task.
It's 104, I think.
I'm going to put... Is it not Ministry of Transport test? Would you not think it was that?
You've got £1 million.
No, motoring operation...
I don't.
What's the last one?
Motoring operational task.
I don't think it's that. Because it wouldn't be a task. It's a test. So I think it's maintenance observation test. But I'm not sure it's not Ministry of Transport test. But I'll put 900,000 on maintenance observation test and 100,000 on Ministry of Transport test.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm going to put it all on A! All on A!
Oh. All on A.
Yeah.
£1 million on A.
I'm going to be sick tonight.
Do you know the answer?
No.
Do you too?
I can't remember.
An MOT tester, I know, yeah.
What?
I said my dad does MOT testing.
So you know.
Station, yeah.
Al?
I don't know. But I think you're right.
So you put it all on A. Let's see what's going to drop. First to drop. Motoring operational task. Next to drop, mechanical overhaul treatment.
Oh, brilliant.
Please. Still in play, Ministry of Transport or maintenance observation test.
Be honest, are you a little bit nervous?
Yes!
Can you not tell?
How stupid is this?
You originally split it
between
A and C.
Yes.
You then decided at the last minute to put the £1 million all on A. Next drop is maintenance observation test. MOT stands for Ministry of Transport.
No!
Yes!
You've lost everything.
I wouldn't put £1 million on one.
Alice, you said it was too obvious. It was right.
You put me off.
Do you know what?
You put there me is, on
no, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa.
You can't beat Look, Andy up on telly.
There is a theme. Too obvious isn't too obvious. Remember that. There's my parting words.
That's true. There's no trick questions. Either.
By the way, I want it noted that I got the question wrong. That it was just before the news. So there you are. Thank you. I did that on purpose. See,
that was actually going really well.
What a thicko. And I said, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's a test. So, Dom, you put me off.
Well,
because I said it's an MOT. Is it an MOT test?
Test, yeah. So, Ministry
yeah,
of Transport.
Yeah, you slaphead. Test.
Sorry, I would have got it wrong.
Can you imagine me being a massive sore loser tonight?
Yes.
Idiot.
Yes.
It's your fault.
Oh, God. Well, if they change the rules and there's only two questions, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Is it possible when we had that question on the pub quiz that Rob would have given a different answer?
Yes,
it's possible,
exactly.
Yes.
But that won't really help me tonight, will it?
No.
Wish me luck, will you? 8199, thanks. Need it. Gonna need it massively, hugely, like you wouldn't believe.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
If you're in tonight and the snow is bad and you're not going out anyway, Channel 4, 9 o'clock, me and Andy literally need all the help we can get. By the way, Becca in Alfreton, she's leaving now. James has texted in from Heacham. Is that right?
Heacham?
Is that Norfolk?
I think it might be Norfolk. Yeah.
He goes, yeah. Oh, whoa, 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 keep going. I've still got half a million left. So he obviously done very well. He wants to know the rest of the questions.
Well, there's another, what, six left, aren't there?
Give me another one.
Five.
Well,
okay.
Just do one.
One more. You ready?
I'm going to borrow James's half a million.
I'm going to have to do these in order, though, obviously, because online.
I
details.
Think you've got two pages of the same questions.
No, I've already been one of them.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, but I've already been
fine.
One.
Speeding
right.
It along.
Your answers are Idaho.
Yep.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Indiana. Iowa. And the question is this.
God's sake.
Between 1997 and 2004, Barack Obama served three terms in the Senate of which U.S. state?
I know this.
Is it Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, or Iowa?
Know this.
It's wherever... am I playing with you?
Let me tell you what I'm thinking first. I don't think it's Indiana. I don't think it's Illinois. Because I don't think it's Chicago. I think it's Idaho or Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Allard Andy Peters, what would you say?
Chicago.
Is it Chicago?
It was Chicago.
Well, that just shows you. Next, he'd be telling me he's a black man.
So wherever Chicago is, which state is that?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Oh, Illinois.
Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois, yeah. There you go.
Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
The state of Illinois. So
yes.
He was Chicago.
Yes, he was.
Oh. Mm. Then in that case, Dave Ina McCall,
mm-hmm.
me and my friend Aladdin Peters
yeah.
are going the whole half a million left on Illinois.
Let's speedily see what's going to drop. First to drop is...
Oh, hang on. Go, it is...
Indiana.
Oh.
Next to drop, Idaho.
Ooh.
Still left with Illinois and Iowa. And the last one to drop is... Iowa.
Yay! James, we've still got you half a million.
This is good.
37% of people at home still have their £500,000.
Hey, do you know what? There's still some good questions left, actually. For
what do you want to do, Al?
Let's do two songs and then we'll do another question.
Oh, really? No, but because look,
getting into it.
I don't want. I don't want to.
But I can play at home, can't I?
I don't want to do it.
We can all do this.
Come on, yeah.
On Twitter, so I'll play at home.
They're good. There's good questions coming up.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to play a couple of songs and then come back?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fine, okay, whatever. All right, we'll do a few more questions and then that's it. Goal Now, don't forget, it's just 20 minutes away. The Goal Now is coming up at 9 o'clock this morning on Radio 1.
Before we do the Goal Now, would you like some more questions?
Not really, no.
Well, let's do them anyway.
All right, that's nice, thanks. £1 million drop tonight.
So... lots of people playing along at home. The questions are currently on our page at Radio 1 Online. Hoop Dog is putting them up. We have three questions left. Are you ready?
No.
Okay. On the first of three questions, your answers are as follows.
Where's my pen? Thank you.
Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries.
Right.
Preston and Chantel. Russell Brand and Katy Perry. And Jennifer Lopez and Chris Judd.
Okay.
Hang on a second. What question is this? Don't I lose a question? Question four, it goes down to three options.
I've got four here. Play my rules.
Oh, thanks. Well, that's even slightly harder rules than the original game.
So the options are Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries, Preston and Chantel, Russell Brand and Katy Perry, Jennifer Lopez and Chris Judd. Question is this. Which marriage from the list lasted the longest?
Oh. Okay, well, it's not Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries.
No, that was famously like a month or something.
Russell Brand and Katy... Well, they're not divorced yet, are they? So that's still on, legally.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to... Preston and Chantel, that's over. J-Lo and Chris Judd. She was married for a good few years, though, wasn't she?
They did last quite long.
I'm going to split my money, Dave. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Are we back to £1 million for...
I've got 500,000, James. James, who texted in, still had money.
Let's play with James.
I'm going to go... Well, Russell and Katie's got to be... So that was what, just early this year or end of last year? So then,
recently, yeah.
I'm going to go, that's 18 months. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to put 300,000 on J-Lo, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to put... I don't know, Al. I'll help.
I want to go down the obvious route, but then I think it's Russell Brand.
That's what I'm thinking.
The most. And you're about to put the most money on J-Lo.
I'm going to put... Oh, you think it's Russell and Katy?
Yeah, the longest.
Oh, don't. Right.
Not much in it, though.
I'm going to put 200,000 on J-Lo and Chris.
Mm-hmm.
225,000 on J-Lo and Chris, 225,000 on Russell and Katy. That leaves me with what, 50 for Preston and Chantel? Let's do that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So.
Yes.
Let's see what's going to drop. First to drop is.
Why am I nervous?
Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries.
Good. Yeah.
Next to drop, Jennifer Lopez and Chris Judd.
So you've at least halved your money.
The next one to drop.
So it needs to be Russell Brand and Katy, really, yeah. Doesn't it?
The next one to drop is Preston and Chantel, which means you were right. The longest marriage was Russell Brand and Katy Perry. So you're down to £225,000.
I'll have that.
Which isn't bad.
If this was the real show, I'd be doing cartwheels.
Okay. Next question.
Oh, God, we're going to be so stupid.
Are you ready?
No! Go on.
Four answers are as follows.
Yes.
Shropshire.
Right.
County Tyrone.
Oh, shut up.
Aberdeenshire. Powys. And the question is
Powys
this.
Powys is Wales. You should be able to give...
Which county...
Is in Wales.
...recorded the coldest temperature ever?
How are you possibly supposed to know that?
Coldest temp... Okay, so... I can't even write.
The answers are... So, coldest temperature ever recorded, is it... Shropshire, County Tyrone, Aberdeenshire, or Powys?
So Powys is in Wales.
Mm-hmm.
Aberdeenshire is obviously Scotland.
Yep.
The coldest. Tyrone, Northern Ireland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the fourth?
In Shropshire. It's England. Right, so yeah. You've done there. 225,000. Stop the music. Shut up.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go... I would say Scotland. I would go Aberdeenshire because it's the highest. So therefore, it might get the coldest temperature.
Whereas if you look at maps, the coldest area is normally the furthest inland, isn't it? Away from...
Really? From the coast?
Yeah.
Really?
Because you always see maps, don't you, of frost overnight.
So what would you say? Shropshire?
So that would suggest Shropshire.
Is Powys on the coast?
No. Bits of it is, but maybe not the bit that recorded the coldest. Go with your instincts.
I'm going to put all the money on Aberdeenshire.
Yeah. Do it.
£225,000 on Aberdeenshire.
I'm hiding behind.
If it's not right, you lose everything.
God, Alan, I don't want to go.
Right. Do you want to know what's going to drop?
Yes.
First to drop. County Tyrone. Next to drop, Shropshire.
Oh, yeah. What do you know?
Which means you're left with...
If their answer's Wales, Alad, you're going to look.
Aberdeenshire or Powys has been the county with the lowest ever recorded temperature.
Right.
The last one to drop is...
I need a pee.
You've got a pee for Powys because Aberdeenshire is right. This is good. This is good.
Right.
And there's a belter of a final question.
Here we go then.
This is the
now,
last
is this
one.
The last question?
Yeah. Last
and
one.
There's two options.
No. This is a.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Because you've got to go
on
one
the last
or the other.
Question, it's 50-50, and you've got to put all your money on one or the other.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to do it. Am I tempting fate, though?
You've got to do it.
Not that I believe in that kind of thing.
Do you want to do that? Or I mean,
I don't know.
I've got four options.
It's not even your money. You've borrowed it from someone else.
Listen.
That's true. James.
Let's just do the four options.
What are we on? 225,000? 225,000.
Yeah. We'll do this question, then it's Golden Hour Friday Bosch.
Yeah.
Friday Bosch?
Last one.
Friday
But you Bosch? Can't share the money, then.
What, me and James?
No, as in across the four. If you
four well,
options,
let's see
pick
what,
one.
Let's
see what they are. Your answers are as follows. Dave Grohl.
Oh.
Chris Martin.
Oh.
Bono. Caleb from Kings of Leon. And the question is this. Memphis Eve is the daughter of which rock star? Memphis Eve is the daughter of which rock star? Is it Dave Grohl, Chris Martin, Bono or Caleb from the Kings of Leon?
Well, it's not Chris Martin, is it?
No. And I don't think it's Bono.
No, I don't think it's Bono.
£225,000.
I think it's between Dave Grohl and the fella from Kings of Leon. So I've got to put all or nothing?
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah.
Because this is a normal question, I'll split between Dave Grohl and
this
Caleb.
This is the final.
Memphis Eve.
The daughter of which rock star?
All my money, Caleb!
All your money on Caleb. Okay.
That's Chris hitting the door at the back of the studio.
From those options, the
chewing
first
the cable.
To drop is...
Chris Martin.
Dave Grohl.
Oh! That's not Bono, is it?
Next to drop...
It's not Bono, is it?
...is... Chris Martin. It leaves you with Bono and Caleb from the Kings
it's
of Leon.
Bono, is it?
£225,000 you staked on the head of Caleb. And I can tell you that the next answer to drop is... Caleb from the Kings of Leon. Oh. The answer is Bono. Oh, Chris, I'm gutted for... This is what she says, isn't it? I'm gutted for you.
With more feeling tonight.
Oh, I'm gutted for you.
You're laughing?
No.
You little cat.
No.
I could actually swear I'm that gutted, but I won't, because I like my job.
Bono's daughter. Memphis Eve.
Chris, you were rubbish.
I knew that. So that helped.
Brilliant, thanks.
Yeah, send that
tweet.
You know
what? It wasn't my money anyway. It was James's.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, James.
Can you imagine tonight if that's real? I just lost £225,000 to charities.
I know. But that's the other thing that I was saying the other day, is that even when you think it's gone well, like if you've got £1 million and you spread it a little bit and actually you lose 250,000,
Jackie,
and you go and you're celebrating, you've still lost 250,000.
Jackie's just sent me a message on Twitter, go, Bono, you prat. Look, it's not my fault, I don't know it.
Yeah.
Why do I know the name of Bono's kids? How many kids has he got?
Four, I think.
How old?
I have no idea how old they are and what they are and stuff.
And I know the moment.
But you know why? Because I've met one of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, perhaps that's the one you've met.
Let's hope it wasn't Memphis Eve.
It might have been, I don't know.
And Chris, I know the moment's passed, but Powys isn't on the coast, any part of it.
Just right, thanks for that.
Just putting it out there.
Thanks, sir.
It's entirely landlocked, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Hashtag just saying.
That's your grown-up phone going on the air this morning, going, it's Cilla Black! Sorry, that's my answer from last week. damn.
Good luck tonight. No, I mean that in a nice way. Good luck to both of you tonight.
Oh, and someone else, Steph, says that Powys is in France.
I get that. Powys is in France.
Powys is
Jonathan
in France. Powys.
Yeah.
He's in France.
He's in France.
It's Bono, you idiot. Mm.
Oh, well. How do you feel now?
Me?
Mm.
I feel like I need to do the goal now and cheer up. The